This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's October 30th, 2016. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours with some of the biggest breaking news ever concerning this republic, not just what's happening to Hillary Clinton. We've got the inside scoop from every angle. It's all coming up right after this special report.
FBI Director James Comey, in a surprising letter to Congress, laid out the vague details of the possibility of a reopening of an FBI investigation into newly discovered Clinton emails from Hillary Clinton's national security threatening personal email server debacle. The letter, addressed to a swath of congressional chairmen, read, "In previous congressional testimony, I referred to the fact that the Federal Bureau of Investigation had completed its investigation of former Secretary Clinton's personal email server. Due to recent developments, I am writing to supplement my previous testimony. In connection with an unrelated case, the FBI has learned of the existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation. I am writing to inform you that the investigative team briefed me on this yesterday, and I agreed that the FBI should take appropriate investigative steps designed to allow investigators to review these emails to determine whether they contain classified information, as well as to assess their importance to our investigation. Although the FBI cannot yet assess whether or not this material may be significant, and I cannot predict how long it will take us to complete this additional work, I believe it is important to update your committee about our efforts in light of my previous testimony." FBI Director James Comey stated. Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who led an oversight committee effort to pursue perjury charges against Hillary, immediately tweeted about the FBI's announcement. It read, "FBI Director just informed me the FBI has learned of the existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation. Case reopened." The campaign trail was thrown into chaos by the news.
When this news of the FBI's investigation, when it just happened a little while ago, they said, "Mr. Trump, I think they'd understand. We could skip your speech in New Hampshire. This is so big." I said, "I don't have the courage to skip the speech in New Hampshire. Believe me, I don't have the courage."
I think whatever is going on here sets up a first term that is going to be a really raucous one, filled with more investigations, maybe impeachment proceedings. You know, you got to believe somebody's going to want to do that. Right, Robert?
Well, it's actually already been articulated and signaled by House Oversight Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz, a Republican of Utah. He's talking about ramping up GOP investigations in the new year should Secretary Clinton win.
And we don't know if these emails pertain to her time while she was at the State Department. We just don't have any more information at this time.
Okay, really, you're just mystified by this whole thing.
I say we're mystified, but we're unaware.
And Hillary, as expected, went on business as usual.
"When you question the very institutions of our democracy, going back to the founding of our country, you are attacking democracy. Now, we have seen Donald Trump attack so many different kinds of Americans. So we cannot just blow off what he's saying, because he still is saying it. He's standing up in front of large crowds, and you can see how he's egging them on, talking about rigged elections, talking about how we should just cancel the election and make him president. Right, yeah. Well, we've got to be vigilant about this. This is not something to be made light of, because there have been too many times in world history where somebody gets elected and then that's the last election that is held. So we have to not only stand up for whoever our candidates are, we have to stand up for the process of electing them, because that's how we lead ourselves. That's how we make decisions together.
Hillary's campaign has been nothing short of a parade of corruption and bottomless scandals, morphing into her platform as she runs for the highest office in the land. At what point do the American people become an accessory to Hillary's crimes by simply voting for her? John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
October 30th, 2016. We are now only 8 days out from the most important election in modern world history. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. That's right. If you count Election Day, it's 9 days. We are less than 10 days out, bottom line, from knowing who the new president of the United States is, maybe. Because with this race so close, according to mainstream media and all these different cooked polls, looks like it's going to be contested. And Antonin Scalia, who was the tiebreaker, so that George W. Bush got into office in 2000, he is dead. And we've got lots of talk the day before he died in the Podesta emails about wet work. That means assassination. Isn't it a very interesting time to be alive, obviously? We have the head of the Justice Department, the AG, Loretta Lynch, declaring the Fifth Amendment. That's hardly gotten any attention, declaring that she won't talk about certain things because it would self-incriminate her. You shouldn't have an attorney general who's taken the Fifth to Congress. That's always a big sign that your country is in deep, deep trouble. We've got that. Obviously, we've got the huge investigation into Hillary. I have talked to a lot of people. I made a lot of phone calls to a lot of smart folks. In the federal government, outside of the federal government, people that have sources even higher level than I do. And we have it from sources as high as it gets, exactly what's happening. And what's happening is panic. Comey is hedging his bet because all the evidence shows a landslide for Donald Trump, which is very hard to steal in 8-9 days. That's the bottom line. We know that last Monday, one of the new data dumps came out from WikiLeaks from Podesta's emails, her chief of staff, where he said, I can't believe how illegal this is. We should draw and quarter the folks that are involved in this. Who the hell told Hillary she could do this? It's totally illegal. It's got her staff saying, we got to cover this up. And the White House saying, yes, cover it up. The president's using an illegal email, too. He told everybody he doesn't have one. They're going to catch us. I mean, this all came out Monday. On top of everything else, them calling black people dumb and their constituents dumb. I mean, every day, mega information comes out that if Trump had one of these, it'd be over. They have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. In fact, I've asked Paul Watson tomorrow to come out with the 20 most important WikiLeaks concerning this election. And that sounds like a lot. That is out of hundreds and 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 hundreds of thousands of these things, with them rigging the polls and rigging the media and wanting to make us poor and wanting to keep us dumb. I mean, they say, we got to keep them poor. We got to keep them dumb. We got to keep them absolutely hopeless. We've got to keep them in the dark. We got to keep them distracted. These are words they use for us. And then you see their supporters, mentally ill. You see the supporters like absolute Stockholm victims. And they're not like Stockholm victims. They are. Stockholm syndrome happens especially with women. where if you have a kidnapper or you have somebody that has basically taken control of your life and is abusing you, you then decide that you are going to support them. You then decide that you are going to submit to them and go along with what they're doing and what they want to carry out. But before I get to any of this, an emergency report I filed yesterday is up on InfoWars.com, and quite frankly, it's more important than all of this. It's more important than all the other distractions. I'm going to the vaccine piece. It is more important than even this election, because it deals with the eugenics, medical tyranny behind the scenes that is pulling the strings. Here is part of this bombshell report that needs to be spread. It's at InfoWars.com.
Instances of secret government testing on the American people, where tens of thousands were maimed and killed. The enemy thinks we're stupid. They believe they can commit crimes so over the top evil that average women and women will not be able to believe it's happening. But history and the facts show it is happening. And humanity, the sleeping giant, is awakening. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to give you information that is absolutely 100% life and death. And I'm begging all of you, especially parents, grandparents, siblings, you name it, of unborn and small children to listen to me very, very carefully. I have researched with in-depth analysis what's really happening in this country, but also around the world, and it is the most horrific, criminal, murderous cover-up that this planet's ever seen. There is a covert holocaust going on of secret testing on humanity. Now, everybody knows about Tuskegee and secretly shooting black people up with syphilis over 45 years. Everybody knows about secret radiation testing on kids in the U.S. and what Joseph Mengele did with the Nazis and what the Soviets did. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going on today bigger than ever, and no one is even covering it. Now, I saw an article in the LA Times today saying hundreds and hundreds of children suddenly, when they're about a year old, stop moving, or 2 years old, stop walking, and then they stop breathing, and then some die, and we don't know what's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, I saw this done 10 years ago in Pakistan and in other areas of Central Asia, where they would go and give polio vaccine, and it would actually cause polio. And then they would announce that they didn't know why everybody was getting paralyzed. Then other aid groups would go and test and find out they were getting polio from the shots. Just Google it. We can put it on screen. Children got by the tens of thousands polio from the shot. Now, you look at here in the United States, it's a combo of things. But if you read the flu shot insert or the tetanus shot insert or any of the major inserts, it says causes Guillain-Barré's and other neurological disorders, which are your hands, your feet becoming numb, then you can't walk. Then you become paralyzed. In some cases, you die, but not generally. They're not telling people there's treatments for Guillain-Barré. These doctors know. Now, listen. Rob Dew, about 2 years ago, interviewed some of the nurses that contacted us. And they told us how in the preemie wards, they're ordered to give the preemies vaccines, which never sort of happened until 5 years ago. And they all get them ready to put them on respirators because they follow the orders and give them the shot. And then they stop breathing and prepare to die. We'll link to that interview here. That's what's so crazy, is that they know. Until 5 years ago, you never gave a pregnant woman a vaccine. I was talking to a pregnant lady today, and I said, have they asked you to get vaccines yet? She goes, yeah, they keep telling me pregnant women need more. And I go, did you know until 5 years ago, they said never give it to pregnant women? She goes, I know. And her husband's like, absolutely, we'll never do that. Ladies and gentlemen, they are practicing getting doctors and nurses and everyone to go along with this entire program when the insert says vaccines cause Guillain-Barré's, especially in children. They're testing to see how many children they can give neurological disorders and see if the nurses and doctors in public don't notice. They're testing soft kill on the public to see if they can manage massive numbers of dead and dying and maimed children. Again, the doctors and nurses aren't even involved. They're command and controlled, told from the top down, and this is a huge test to see what they can get away with. We've gone from 1 in 30,000 with autism 36 years ago. Now, in the year 2016, 1 in 58 American children has autism. In South Korea, it's like something like 1 in 30. Look it up. In fact, the numbers are getting worse. This is assaulting us. It's causing autoimmune releases in the brain, swelling on the brain, and in the young, it's causing them to be paralyzed. Guillain-Barré is only one of the problems on the insert, but they go to the doctors and they're not allowed to say it now. They're told by the hospitals, so they go, we don't know why, we don't know why. But inside the hospitals, the doctors have reached out to us, the nurses have as well. They know it's the vaccines. They know it's an autoimmune response because they've gone from like 15 vaccines they wanted to give them 20 years ago to 40, 50, 60. Now they want to do 100 by 2020. They're talking about people getting thousands of vaccines by 2025. And then as people die or become brain damaged, they play dumb and go, we don't know why. Ladies and gentlemen, Japan has banned giving vaccines until 18 months. Other countries have banned Gardasil that's been killing little girls around the world. Don't believe me. This is life and death. If you care about your kids, look into it and find out for yourself. They know the mystery. They know why. And the doctors and nurses are telling us their order not to tell the people. I'm here on Saturday night.
That's right. I shot that last night. There's a couple more minutes of the report. If you're a radio listener, it has news articles, documentation, that the government knows that millions of people are brain damaged a year in the U.S. alone from vaccines. The polio vaccine alone, they admit, by the 70s, killed 100 plus million Americans with cancer. It killed you. Okay? So you are being murdered. That's a fact.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Beer is the passion of slaves, and this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's one of the few liners I didn't write. I know a lot of fear.
There must be some kind of way.
I know the fear of turning my soul over to evil and submitting to this tyranny. And I know the fear of seeing my fellow citizens and my fellow humans acting like zombies. Here's an example before I spend the entire rest of the hour and a half after this next break of the broadcast on the Hillary situation, the election, the inside baseball, the inside scoop. We've got it. We've got the inside scoop, the best thinking on it, and what's currently happening, coming up with Larry Nichols and Roger Stone and more today. Larry Nichols at the start of the next segment. But we put out a campaign ad dealing with the fact that Hillary's called for major war with Russia and others. That is undoubtedly the most powerful campaign ad of 2016. And the name of the video is, "This might be the wildest campaign ad I've ever seen." And it deals with World War III. Now, on Facebook, on one version of it, it has 2 million plus views. 2.3 million. Now, to most people, that is a super ultra viral video. I mean, Donald Trump thinks a video with a million views is viral. We have videos with 50 million, 30 million, 20 million, 18 million, 16 million, 10 million. Every week we have videos with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million. Every month we have videos with 15, 20 million. We have had videos with 30 million, 40 million, 50 million, 60 million, 80 million, 100 million before. Many times. We've only had one with over 100 million once. But the point is that whenever I want something to go super viral, it doesn't go viral. And then when something's important but not as important as other issues, it gets a 500,000 views, 2 million views, 3 million views. And the reason this is important is we have 3, 4, 5 million, depending on which day of the week it is, people tuning into the radio show. You're the hardcore, awake Americans and people globally that understand what's happening. You're the brain trust in global resistance against these tyrants. You're a godsend. But on YouTube and Facebook, we reach people that have never been reached in many cases with the truth. And we reach them with incontrovertible evidence. We show people the WikiLeaks emails that the media isn't covering, where they call you stupid, where they say they want you poor, where they say they want to hurt you, where they say that they want to bankrupt the nation to control us, where they say black people are dumb, where they admit they're engaged in criminal activity. One of these would bring them down. We have thousands. We put videos out that get millions of views. I mean, I put out 8 videos yesterday that all total have about 2 million views if you go and tally it up. So I feel good. I could sleep last night knowing what's going on only because I had 2 million extra views. I must have 50 million. I must have 100 million. And if you think I'm joking, I'm not. I'm not up here to lose this thing, okay? I know how evil they are. Now, I'm going to speak very slowly and very clearly because I'm so pissed right now. I'm about to walk off and I can do the show. That has nothing to do with you or even the audience or the crew. It's that I am a bad person because I care. And that scene is sick today. And I'm not up here saying I'm a bad person because I want to make a joke out of it or be satirical. I am a bad person compared to the average person. I am the immoral person that cares. I'm the immoral person that's informed. I'm the immoral person that's involved. I'm the immoral person that's right 99% of the time. I'm the person that just can't roll over and be unconscious and watch pure evil carried out. But if you're in a world of evil, it sees you as bad. And I'm beginning to realize this is your planet. It's what you want, and you want to be part of it. And so you're going to get hurt real bad. What am I talking about? The otherworldliness that every major vaccine insert for every major vaccine says it can cause neurological disorders, epilepsy, Guillain-Barré, narcolism, on and on and on. It can eat your pancreas and give you permanent pancreatitis and give you type 1 diabetes. They'll tell you that's, quote, genetic. Well, hell yeah, it ate your pancreas. Smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day, probably get lung cancer too. The point is, I know it's no mystery that we've gone from 1 in 30-something thousand kids with autism to now 1 in 50-something. I know our IQs are dropping. I know brain tumors are up. I was driving back from Houston this weekend down there doing work, and I saw billboards everywhere about this doctor specializes in children's brain tumors. This doctor specializes in children's lung tumors. Because, see, you're 50, 60, 70, you get that stuff. You're not going to spend your whole family's money. They know with your kids, you'll give everything you got for them. And so there's all the big billboards. Nothing about why it's happening. Nothing about why pediatric cancer 55 years ago was maybe 1 in 10 million. Doctors would get on airplanes and fly across the country to see a child with cancer, period. It did not exist. It was like finding a 10-leafed clover. Now, you walk down your street for about an hour, you'll walk by kids outside playing with the chemotherapy injectors on their chest, their hair out, all preparing to die. I have the government documents. I have the soft kill data. I've published it. I've made films that have been seen 20 million times, like Endgame, where they sit there and admit they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. They sit there and they admit all this. They know full well that all major vaccines are linked to Guillain-Barré and cause it. And then they sit there in the L.A. Times and the New York Times and go, gee, we don't know why hundreds of kids in L.A. alone just since school started suddenly can't walk or are brain dead. Gee, first their hands get, it says in the article, first their hands got numb, then their feet, then their legs, then they couldn't walk, then they couldn't move. Then some of them die. Gee, what's that? The doctors go, jeepers, creepers, we don't know. It's a neurological disorder in the Guillain-Barré spectrum. They know the vaccine insert says it. They're trying to pass a law in Congress, this Congress, to remove any advice in the vaccines, period, on the insert, so you won't even be told that. We got copies. We saved them, though. Don't worry. There'll come a time we'll be arrested for telling you, though, when you're wondering why everyone around you is dying, everyone around you is falling apart. So here's why I'm pissed off. I put out that video that's got 4 or 5 million views, maybe more, about nuclear war. It's very important, very powerful. It's most powerful ad of this season, undoubtedly. It's so truth-based. And it's got, again, 2.3 million on one platform, 5 million or so, maybe more, on all the other platforms. Now, you go to YouTube, and you also go to Facebook, and look, mystery of paralyzed and dying children discovered. Because the LA Times had the headline, mystery, hundreds of children becoming paralyzed. They changed the headline, I guess it was too interesting, to her toddler suddenly paralyzed, mother tries to solve a vexing medical mystery with hundreds of other parents in LA. LA Times. 35,000 views since I put that up here. Today should be 10 million. We would save every kid in this country. But see, no one cares. They're not tied into it like you are the election. You bring this down, you'll bring the whole shadow government down behind it that's doing this on purpose, and I have all the documents. You might want to watch my film Endgame. So of course I'm angry. Of course I'm upset. I'm normal. I'm not a psychotic killer. So 35,000 right there, and then we have articles in there from previous interviews with nurses. Hospital, vaccine is causing babies to stop breathing. They've already gone public. They know. All the nurses and doctors know. They're told they'll be fired if they tell you, keep giving the shot. The few kids that die is better for everybody else, for the greater good. But the vaccine doesn't even help you. It's a mass secret program.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globalists. We fight the New World Order.
Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers, the builders, these are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to that. We'll spend the rest of the broadcast, next hour and a half, exclusively on the huge Hillary Clinton revelations, every angle of it, and the inside intel we've got. We'll do that in just a moment. But the reason I get angry is I have empathy for everybody. I know about medical tyranny. I know about the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. They would claim they were giving people inoculations and add compounds to it. The same thing was done with the Tuskegee black folks in Alabama over 45 years being given vaccines full of live syphilis. My grandmother got polio from the polio vaccine. They told her that. Almost killed her. She's 91 years old today and is in a wheelchair, but been in a wheelchair since the 50s. Now, that said, everybody knows vaccines hurt people. Everybody knows about the, quote, side effects. Now, they've ratcheted up how many they give to where there's all these neurological problems, kids getting paralyzed everywhere, and they won't even give the people treatment because they don't want to admit it's the medical system doing it. And in the video I filed yesterday, I can't even take off a day. I'm not complaining. This is what I want to do. I'm crazed. I saw pregnant women walking around with their husbands, and I come up and say, have they told you to take shots? And they'd say, yeah, but I've heard it's bad. I'm like, don't. The husband's like, yeah. And I see another pregnant lady. I do it in grocery stores. My kids see a pregnant lady in the grocery store. They go, oh, Dad. But they don't anymore. Now they start telling them, I'm a normal person. Until 5 years ago, they said, don't give a pregnant woman a vaccine. It can cause brain damage, deformities, or it can cause a miscarriage in the first trimester. Every medical doctor would tell you that. Now everything's directed by insurance companies. They say, no, you know what? It's a good thing. Do it. And infant mortality is going way up. We've got the worst infant mortality in the industrialized world. We have the best after Sweden until 20 years ago. We are being hit. And when I see the news, why, oh, CBS News. Oh, why, LA Times. Oh, these kids are dying and can't walk. And all of a sudden, they're 3 or 4 years old. And suddenly, they can't walk. And then they stop breathing and they die. I've had the nurses on. My other reporters have. We've had the doctors, the whistleblowers on. In fact, Comorbidity, contact us. They tell them, get ready to give all the preemies their vaccines. They go, but that'll, they stop breathing. They go, just, we're going to have to kill them. It's an order. It's an order by the bioethics board, by the company that owns us. It's a directive. And then what's, talk about a cult. They then give them the shots, get the respirators ready, and put them on respirators. I mean, I have the interviews with the eyewitnesses. This is the insanity we're already going through in this country. Just like I told you, the NSA was keyword data mining everything you do, all declassified, all public. Just like I told you about all the whistleblowers, and I told you about how secretly the border was wide open, and they were already legalizing people 2 years before it was in the news. I know what I'm talking about. I don't say that to beat my chest and go, I'm smart. The inserts of the vaccine say it'll give you paralyzed limbs. A good portion of the time. And as they increase the vaccines, as they increase the number, it's going to happen. Now, he's with us till 20 minutes in the next hour. Then Roger Stone joins us, former head of the Trump campaign, to break down huge developments with what's happening with Hillary. This story is giant. WikiLeaks proves what we already knew. They're running the mainstream media. They're running secret emails with Obama. And he's been caught. That's the big bombshell last Monday. That's why the FBI's in full mutiny, the people that are good in there, because it's open and shut, they should go to jail. Now this new investigation comes out, so Comey. There's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of calculus here. But so Comey can now look okay if Trump still gets in and prosecution begins. He won't be the guy that got reversed. So Hillary is legitimately blowing up and freaking out, demonizing Comey, even though she knows His law firm does her taxes. They're big buddies with the Clintons and Loretta Lynch. That this is basically a red herring investigation. Though it is tied to some other secret emails and does show they lied, it diverts us off of the president, POTUS, who's been caught in the WikiLeaks, and his staff members and her staff members coming out and saying, ladies and gentlemen, that they had to, quote, cover this up. Now, let's go to drudgereport.com right now. We have one of the vaunted, incredibly rare, red and blue sirens. Wall Street Journal, FBI found 6,500 emails on laptop. That was my next point. I filed a report earlier today detailing this. When I say the emails and the devices and the phone in the Wiener investigation is not a complete red herring, that's because they say it connects to a bunch of other data. 650,000. Now, is that how they're going to claim they got this instead of the NSA? Because, look, WikiLeaks has the emails of 33,000. They're out there. They're getting ready to come out this week. Now the FBI says they just found 6,000. Let's put that back on screen. 650,000 emails. That number is so big, it's hard to even imagine. So, my friends, we're going to be deciphering all of this today as we go. We're going to be looking at every angle of this throughout the week. We're going to be breaking it all down. And we're going to be broadcasting not just the normal 4 hours a day from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be broadcasting with expanded live transmissions at 7 o'clock each night. It's not just our hour news, but expanded. And we're going to broadcast for 50-plus hours starting not this Monday, but next Monday, right through Tuesday, right through Wednesday, because there's so many angles to this. What happens if Hillary tries to steal it? Now, Larry Nichols was a former consummate insider with the Clintons. He's one of the main Inquirer sources. He got us the head of the Inquirer on last week. He has broken so much on this. He just heard my analysis. I want to see if that concurs with the intel he's getting, which I know goes to the highest level in the land. So thank you for joining us, Larry Nichols.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good. I know you're battling cancer yourself and are in the hospital right now. You don't want to get into that, but we're all praying for you, Larry. We've got 3 minutes to break. You'll have the floor when we come back. Break down your latest information.
Well, let me just say to everybody, be careful. You were exactly right. Watch out about this new batch. And I will tell you what I couldn't tell you yesterday, Alex. The part of the FBI that were the informants that leaked the story to the Wall Street Journal are some of the same people that I talked with last night and this morning. And what they're telling, Alex, could change the dynamic of this entire race.
Well, let's start getting into that, because you said to me last night and this morning that, hey, they're diverting us with this Wiener stuff because they're about to release something even bigger. So flesh this out for me.
Well, what's happening, number one, is Hillary was faced with the fact that the WikiLeaks, everyone knows, was getting more and more. And what's his name, Assange, promised that as we got closer to the election, that they were going to get, you know, bigger stories, essentially. They were going to drop bigger bombshells. The Clintons have seen in the past week the wear that that's had on them. That plus the, you know, when you add that to the healthcare fiasco. So the one thing that they've done to help diffuse that, they can't stop WikiLeaks. But, Alex, what they're attempting to do is to divert attention from it. They're trying to suck all the oxygen, get all of the media, everyone, including Trump, including all of us, the people that are for Trump, get us looking for the magic bullet in this new batch of emails. When in fact, let me give you an example. Hillary spent 2-3 years sledgehammering computers so that the emails could not be found, right? And all of a sudden, this time, what does Hillary do?
She wants some release. Let me stop you. We're coming right back. Drudge has the headline. FBI found 650,000 emails. Now, that's from today. That broke 5 minutes ago. Infowars.com. Look at my headline last night. Exclusive FBI mutiny reopened Clinton investigation. That was from Larry Nichols, one part of my source. I then called my federal sources. They said exactly what Larry told me.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today, with its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back.
Globalists are scared of Trump because they know he's a nationalist, he's a patriot. He's not out to get people like they are. He's not a predator. When he gets in, it's just the beginning of us digging into Big Pharma, digging into all the big corrupt companies that have been screwing us over. That's going to make Nuremberg trials look like a walk in the park for these scumbags. I don't say that through any type of hatred of the globalists. I do it out of defense of the children and the innocent. The enemy we face is pure evil. Now, Larry Nichols, I call Larry Nichols Friday and Saturday and today just to check on the latest he had. I called several federal sources I have. I'll just tell you, FBI Secret Service. And, of course, they didn't know exactly what was going on, but they said, look, we already have enough to indict them all. Look what came out last week. The president's involved. It's open and shut. This is Comey just trying to cover his butt and look good because he thinks Trump's getting in. And I call Nichols, and I say, what do you think? He says the exact thing. I say, who'd you get that from? Well, a high-level Fed, I'll just say that, in the judiciary, and then from the FBI, and you name it. And I said, well, what are the headlines? And he said, well, he said, there's a huge mutiny inside the FBI over this, and they got more stuff they're about to release, and other stuff. So this is a smokescreen from that. So get ready. Here's a headline from last night, or yesterday afternoon. I followed this. FBI mutiny reopened Clinton investigation, and we basically lay it out. And it's not about tooting our horn when we tell you we're the news leaders, we get the most views, the most listeners. You have to know as an audience, we're the majority. You're the majority, too. We're winning. That's why they're pulling this. But here's the latest story up on drudgereport.com. Resignation letters piling up at the FBI as more and more people resign over the fact that he covered up. FBI in internal feud over Hillary Clinton probe. So what we told you, we knew this months ago, but here it is. Confirmed. Registration letters piling up as dissatisfied FBI agents, his wife urging him to admit he was wrong, while Director Comey jumped at the chance to reopen Hillary investigation. But again, Hillary now says, release it, release it. It gets released right before. There's nothing in it except for Wiener doing pervert stuff. That makes her get away with it. That's exactly what Nichols said yesterday. So you got the floor the next 10 minutes. Lay out what your sources are saying. And then let's get into what your big source told you, which I concur with, about the triggering event, the big enchilada, what the people behind Hillary are planning right now. Now, we're in such a dominant position right now, and everything they've done has turned to crap because Providence is coming in, folks. A lot of folks have been praying. A lot of good people in the government are doing the right thing as well. Just like Nichols said last week, he said, get ready for the FBI start coming out. They're sick of it. And so it's happening. But the enemy's going to strike back. Larry, lay it out.
Well, what they're doing, Alex, now this is what I got from directly from members of the FBI that are participating in the mutiny. There apparently is meetings, were meetings, still are, between the White House, do not know who at the White House, Loretta Lynch directly, James Comey directly, and what they plan to do, and Podesta, and several others in the Clinton campaign. And what they plan to do was to identify, number one, the problems. Problem number one, emails. Problem number two, voter fraud. Thanks to you and others, Alex. Thanks to Donald Trump.
Thanks to drugs. Thanks to everybody that just wants free and open elections. Every major state's reporting flipping to Hillary, dead people voting, illegals voting.
You bet. So they're seeing those two major problems, and they're trying to figure a way to come up with it. I don't know who exactly came up with the plan. I don't have that. But what they determined to do was to come up, get Comey to announce that there was another batch of emails, the ones that they supposedly found on what's-your-name's computer, and then use that to focus everybody's attention, to draw Trump and his people in, to draw all of us in. That's the big magic bullet.
Take so it's like Reddit air blowing up an oil well that's on fire with a bunch of dynamite. You think blowing it up is the wrong thing. No, it's the perfect thing. Have a big explosion to divert everybody onto that and not all the true smoking guns that we have right in front of us.
Absolutely. Now, they're trying to back us off of curtailing voter fraud or at least staying after it. They're trying to stop the media from, they're trying to give the media an excuse to stay away from WikiLeaks. Now, Comey was given an option, apparently. He had to explain to him, and the reason I know I believe this is because I did it to people, Alex, when I was with them. Somebody went to him and said, you know, Jim, here's the deal, buddy. If Hillary loses, you're toast. Your name is toast, your career is toast, you're done, and there's a good chance if an investigation ensues, you will be the one going to jail. Now, the best thing for you to do is to help us. He had no choice. So he participates in bringing out this
diversion.
These emails, this diversion.
Now, let me stop you. 6 months ago, when the Loretta Lynch thing happened, you've been saying for a year, there will be no indictment, there will be no indictment. Bill Clinton gave her a letter, a list of FBI people and prosecutors they got dirt on, and boy, you were proven right. So you're saying again, what transpired?
Yeah. Now, the plan is, and you'll notice that even when they did this, the miraculous change took place. Number one, Mr. Good Guy, James Comey, who's everybody says is Mr. Impeccable, the first thing he does is he breaks the 60-day rule. 60-day rule means going back to Iran-Contra, you know, arms for hostages. After that election with Carter, the media and everybody in the Ethics Committee said no longer can you bring something out 60 days before an election.
And he also leaked it. He didn't just tell Congress 2 weeks before.
No, he got it out. So he breaks that rule. And then here comes Hillary saying, get it all out. Get it all out. Now here's what they've got going for them. They've got the Republicans saying, get it all out. They've got Trump saying, get it all out. And of course, you've got Hillary saying, get it all out. With the intended purpose being, the emails that Comey is going to release, those emails have already been purged, Alex, and there's nothing in it to incriminate Hillary or Obama.
Meanwhile, no one looks at the new WikiLeaks coming out daily or the total coup de grace that came out last week with Obama and Hillary saying we got to clean this up and cover it up.
And the campaign already has the press releases ready to go. And as far as I know,
Rush Limbaugh
was right.
Rush Limbaugh
already had the papers already ready. The front page is ready to print saying that Hillary was innocent all along. This whole email thing was a Republican fraud set out to confuse the American people. It was never real. She walks away with the election. That's the plan. Now, the problem they're having, Alex, internally, the FBI guys have gained forces, and they've got a few surprises for Comey and Hillary. But the best thing I can say to Donald Trump, if he would listen to me, I don't want you to come out on behalf of me or you, Alex, or anybody else, and just disavow what Comey's trying to do. But it would be wise for him to say, Donald Trump should say, you know, golly, guys, you know, Alex, it's kind of weird Hillary calling for these after she spent 2 years sledgehammering computers and washing them with this acid thing. Why now does Hillary want this stuff to come out pretending as if she doesn't know what's on these computers? Hillary has known everything that everybody's known since day one. You know that, Alex.
I agree. Larry, let me throw this in then. We need to let people know that we haven't gotten to the big enchilada. I had been told this. Clearly, George Soros and the Ford Foundation have spent $1 billion stirring up black Americans to riot and burn stuff down. The false flag coming up is a contested election. You've got that from high level sources. I've gotten that as well. They're getting the National Guard ready. They're canceling school on November 8th. That was Friday. They are really gearing up for something big. And you talk to as super high level as it gets. And they concurred.
So that everybody knows, Alex, I have told you who I've talked to, and you're perfectly capable of calling him if you'd like, if he'll talk to you. But I don't hide who I talk to. I just cannot put his name out for obvious judicial reasons.
Well, I mean, I've had this very person as a very high-level source through a super high-level source as well. So I know it's a very good patriot that's aware of what's happening. I've already confirmed your source.
The thing that he said to me was he was worried. And he said, Nick, the ground's starting to rumble, and it's a rumble that will be heard all the way to the other side of the earth. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, it's triggering. He said, you know, you've been talking, and I didn't believe you in the beginning when you talked about a velvet coup and all that silent coup stuff. He said, Nick, I believe you now. It's here. You see, they tried, Alex, to set it up. They tried to trigger this coup with Black Lives Matter. With riots. They tried to trigger this coup with Islamic blowing stuff up. They kept on and kept on.
Stay there. Stay there. We're back in 70 seconds. Second hour, folks. We're going to cover this exclusively.
Stands at only 8 days to the critical election. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There was a mighty nation. Blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall reveres.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef. What's for supper? Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie.info. Let's fix it.